according to this survey, he is going to be in a little bit of trouble, especially if he supports the Senate's health care plan and if Americans have long memories, so maybe not. But the poll as it currently stands, you got to add these things to it. We're joined by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. I mean, we do still have to remember that people are going to, that things are going to happen in the next 3 years, yes. But where things stand right now, Tillis trails generic Democrat by 4 points in this one. So,
oh, that's off.
Yeah, and that's before the, that's before the vote on health care, so he might trail generic Democrat by 6 or 7 when everything is said and done.
Well,
but we'll see.
Still got some time to see.
We've got a lot of time to see. How are you?
I'm good. It's
how are
hot
you beating
out there.
The heat? Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. I was walking around downtown afternoon trying to we got a lot of great things going on downtown, but it's so hot.
You know, if it gets hot enough, no one will bother to leave the house to drive up to Hillsborough to fill out the paperwork to run against you for mayor.
That
so you
be
might
awesome.
Want to
yeah,
pray
just, okay,
for
okay everyone
super
stay
heat
hot okay no I'm not doing it
for the next week and a day. Yeah.
No, it's all good. Yeah. Hey, our Target is gonna, I toured it yesterday.
Yes.
It's looking great.
Nice.
Down there.
It's the 23rd that it's gonna open now, right? Because
yes.
Meg McGurk told me every time someone comes on the air, it's like,
yeah,
it's the
18th, so they're having a soft opening. For they do a soft kind of thing,
okay.
And they invite, you know,
right.
people to come in on next Tuesday, the 18th. But the real
okay.
opening is the 23rd.
Okay,
so that's
gotcha.
Why the confusing dates.
Ah,
but it's
gotcha.
Really, so
okay.
they want to be, so in order to, when you open a new retail store, you want to see if you got all the kinks worked out.
Right,
so you don't
right.
open to the general public. You open to a, you know, a couple hundred people.
Like
see
kind
if
of
it works
beta
out.
Testing kind
yeah,
of thing. Yeah,
yeah so that's
okay.
what they're doing. But
so
it's really
if you're
cool.
a member of the general public, 23rd is your
yes,
day. Yeah,
yes,
okay,
but
cool.
I got to sit with the Target dog with the UNC jersey on.
Oh, nice.
Which I told them they needed to do a firmly bolt to the floor because even I was tempted to walk off. It was really cute.
Wait, they brought the Target dog, the one with the
yeah,
little Target eye.
Yeah, he's
cool.
wearing a UNC jersey.
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
Really, it is really cool. So
nice.
We put that out there. But that's a lot of fun. It's going to bring a new dynamic to downtown. People who live downtown will now have access to some groceries and some other things
yes.
they haven't had access to. The fact that you can pre-order and go pick up, and they're restocking daily there. We talked to them about the student population coming back and the summer camps that are going on, and explaining what Halloween looks like here and other big game weekends, and tried to talk to them about how interface, because they're opening one over at NC State as well
right.
a little bit later in the year. So it's going to be a fun dynamic, and there's several restaurants opening up at Carolina Square, and the apartments are opening, and people are starting to move in this weekend, I believe. So it's going to be a different change downtown,
yeah.
but it's going to look great. I think people are going to really like it. It's going to liven up that whole section there.
So what does it look like on the inside? Is it actually, does it look like a store now?
Oh, just, yeah, everything. Yeah,
everything's in and
even,
ready to go?
There's a Starbucks inside, and he made his passion tea that was delightful because it was
oh,
so
nice.
Hot outside. It was like coffee. We're like,
a week and 2 days ago, we were driving down Franklin Street. This was for the 4th of July, and we drove past Carolina Square, and we looked out the window, and we were on our way to Keenan Stadium, actually. We drove past Target, and we looked out the window, and it did not look remotely close
yep,
to being
yep,
done.
No,
now it's close to being done. It's amazing
close.
How fast that happened.
Well, they had to get
stages.
All the fixtures in place and stuff
right.
so they could load the merchandise in, but they've got stuff in the freezers, and it's
cool.
all good.
So how does it work? And you mentioned that they're going to restock it every day, and that I never thought to ask. How do they get merchandise to there? Because
so,
I know every time a semi like comes down Franklin Street and then has to park on the side of the road to
right.
get like merchandise to like Ben and Jerry's or something.
So it's on
like
the back side of the building,
the
and they'll come
side.
In
okay.
from the back side in the parking area
yep.
near there, and so they won't be unloading.
I figured they had that worked out.
Probably not unloading on Franklin Street.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I kind of assumed, but you
yeah,
never,
I got blocked in the other day with two trucks unloading on Franklin Street. That
you have
took
to drive
both
in
lanes.
That. You have to drive in that inner lane
yeah,
in order to make sure
yeah,
you get all
good,
the way through downtown. Yeah,
and since you bring all that up, I'm going to come back to traffic and road stuff
okay.
later. We also have Purple Bowl opening up next week. This is a new kind of place to eat in Chapel Hill.
Does Red Bull know that's right next door to us?
No,
is
not,
there a
no,
Blue
come
Bowl
on,
coming?
I've been practicing
okay.
this. This is a new crave that's all across California.
Okay.
This is the acai.
Barry?
No, well, it said acai. I practice on Google. Get
okay.
on, get online.
Okay, all right.
Acai. It's very healthful for you. It's a
I
new
know what
kind
you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm
and they're
going to
be open near Vespa and Jimmy John's down there on West Franklin Street. There's a lot of health benefits, so it's just a healthy food option. But this is a longtime Chapel Hill family that the owner's actually out on the West Coast and just loving the acai berry. And out there, are you pronouncing it out there? Because
no,
it's spelled
I'm looking at it. I would have said a Kai the
I've
whole time.
I've been saying Kai a lot. That's how it spells, A-C-A-I, but it's S-I-E. So look forward to doing that. That'll be open next week. I'm hopeful. I think it's going to be a big hit.
So where's it going to be?
It's going to be over there next to Vespa, over in that area there. Jimmy John's there.
Yep.
Blue Dogwood's coming in over there, too. It's going to be a lot of activity over there, so it's going to be really
okay,
nice.
So we do have a blue in addition to the red and the purple.
We're going to get all the colors there. We're going for
everything. For such a blue city, like it's the last color on the spectrum here that we're getting. Okay, we're getting a blue restaurant. Good.
That way.
All right.
Bar Taco opened up over here at U Place.
The opening day was so crowded. I went over there and like Taylor Renault and Jada Jarillo and I think Kenny Dyke was there and a whole bunch of other WCHL people. It's a huge crowd outside.
Yeah, it's great. Zoe's Kitchen's going to be opening up within the month over there at Eastgate. Dunkin' Donuts recently opened up. We're not lacking for good places to eat. It's going to be
We've got a lot of taco places opening up.
Yeah, well, we're liking that.
I think it's Chronic good. Tacos was the first one and then it was just like this big explosion.
Yes, it's all taken off. Yeah, it's really
I keep calling
brilliant.
It Bartico.
Is it that?
No, it's definitely Bar Taco. But the first time I saw it, I didn't know what it was.
Okay, you need to get back on Google and pronounce all these things.
Like I've gotten everyone here on board. It's like, no, it's Bartico now. Because I walked in. You know how this happens. Like someone walks in and they're super confident. It's like, hey, does anyone know what this Bartico is? And they all looked at me like, it's Bar Taco, you idiot.
Yeah.
But I said, like, no, it's Bartico now. I'm pronouncing it like that forever.
Too funny. Oh, goodness. Yeah. I was in sales for a garbage truck company for a while, and there were a lot of cities and towns I mispronounced.
I thought that
Southern girl pronouncing all.
Well, it depends.
Tacoma.
Tacoma. Oh, that's good.
One
of my very best friends from grad school studied Czech. Like, actually, he was from Georgia and drove to Seattle to spend a year studying Czech at University of Washington. And while he was on his way driving across the country, I think he was in Oklahoma, and he's on the interstate and he sees a sign on the road saying Prague, this exit.
Oh.
So he gets off and it's one of those where it's like, yeah, Prague, this exit, but it's 10 miles down the road. So he gets off and like nowhere, there's no civilization anywhere except for a gas station. So he walks in and he's the one like teenager working behind the counter is like, can you tell me where Prague is? And she looks at him like, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's like, Prague, do you know where it is? And he stops and thinks about it and he realizes where he is and says, do you know where Prague is? And she's like, oh yeah, it's right down the road.
Well, we have Beaufort and Beaufort.
I moved down here. I had to learn how to pronounce Charlotte because up in Michigan, there's a Charlotte that's just down the road from us.
Oh, there's all kinds.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of ways to say things, but stick with the colors. We got the purple, the red, and the blue. Where are we going?
this is a fun conversation at the end of the week. No, I'm loving it. Like, please. This has been a long couple of
colorful weeks.
Bring it on. Yeah.
We're having a lot of road construction.
Yes.
I'm feeling the frustration. I only live 4 miles from the office, and it took me 22 minutes today to get in.
Oh, God.
Well, we do it in the just so people understand it, it is frustrating, and it is going to take you longer. We do as many projects as possible in the summertime when the numbers are reduced. It just helps better, but they're going to be closing down Hillsborough Street from MLK all the way over to Rosemary Street, and that is a major corridor for a lot of people. Owasa's putting in a new water line over that way. There's resurfacing going on Rosemary Street at the same time. We do try to make the project stagger, but with weather conditions, you just never know. I know that the South Street being closed and some other things, Cameron, all those kinds of things, Colbert Road. If you want an update on all these things, we have it on our website. Please go to the townofchapelhill.org website and look for the construction detours and road improvement updates. You'll get that. But again, please be a little patient and allow extra time because it is frustrating, but it's also very necessary to try to coordinate all this during the summer.
The Hillsboro, is that 7 to 4 weekdays, or is that, that's what I saw.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
so
should be. But
evenings and weekends you can get through.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Hopefully. Sometimes those things also, they find things that they weren't anticipating.
And then they got to close the whole thing.
And sometimes when it's raining, they leave it open because they're not working that day.
Yep,
so that's
yep.
all going on. And so just give yourself extra time and please understand, and hopefully by all, we try to finish up before the school starts back, but depending, it's weather dependent.
South Street's got to be the priority to open up before school gets back, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's bus detours and everything else going on.
Yeah, that
so
would be a little bit of a hassle if like 10,000 students.
So we got our legislative update on Tuesday from our coalition, the Metro Mayors. Yeah. And there's 108 bills still on the governor's desk to be reviewed. Yeah. And the legislature has said they're coming back August 3rd to do any veto override of those 108 bills if they pass.
And they'll have two already because he vetoed the casino night and one other one. Yeah.
So no one's quite sure where we are in some of these bills. And the theory was that there was only a couple of bills that wouldn't be coming back for August 3rd that had to be delayed. But that's anyone's guess at this point. This is a new way of doing things, a different way of doing things. And with a supermajority, you kind of really can't tell what's going to happen.
Right.
So stay tuned for all that. The other good thing we had, we're also now on a monthly Climate Change Coalition phone call. This is a National Association of Mayors and other elected officials, and we're all going to be sharing. The first call was to set the stage for we want to share best practices, we want to concentrate in these areas. And this is really, really helpful because we get to take advantage of resources from cities and towns that are much larger than us and have full staffs working on this. So I'm very excited about the opportunity to participate in these climate change initiatives, especially with the Antarctica news the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get requests from citizens about banning plastic bags in Chapel Hill, Durham, all that. And we would love to do, we would love to take that issue on. The state prohibits us from doing it. We're checking into that, though, to see what our authority may be.
Well, that was so, that was the issue. What was it? What town was it in the Outer Banks that tried to do that and then got
the
rescinded?
State,
yeah.
Smush.
Yeah. So the new the teleconference, that's new Donald Trump went Paris, we don't need no stinking
right.
Paris.
And so we signed up, I signed on to the Mayors for Climate Change. And, you know, you sign these petitions, it's great, and then we try to make, we're coming up with a list of initiatives to do, but it's really interesting and helpful to hear from other communities and for us to share some of our practices, which is really great to have this phone call because it's an interactive phone call. You're not just listening, it's actually a very interactive phone call. So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
And it shows real momentum towards pulling people together who care about this. The National Association of Mayors got a big influx of funds and support from former Mayor Bloomberg of New York and a city, and they are setting the stage for helping craft better dialogues so that we can respond as a group back to the federal administration when it makes up things that are not as productive as cities. Cities tend to be more progressive and inclusive and cutting edge. And we're not trying to, there needs to be balance and there needs to be connections to rural and metropolitan, but they're a little more organized and be able to stand up and say, hey, and you see some of the bigger cities do it, especially in California, doing this, but to have the support of multiples, I think, I know that that's a better way to go about.
And this is that moment when, like, I teach American government and we talk about federalism and the separation of powers and the balance of power between the federal government and the states and the local government, how unique it is. And wow, that's real relevant now, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. So that's been going on. I spent this week, it's been a little quieter, knock on something, and I was actually able to determine there
I believe
was
that's granite you just
yeah,
knocked
I know,
on.
I need to knock on granite because I determined there was actually wood under all the paperwork on my desk this week.
Well, if you knock on the paper, technically that's wood, right?
Okay,
it once upon a time?
No, but it's been good. And as I said again, summertime when we don't have the, we did have a meeting this week, a short one, albeit, but.
That was the fastest meeting ever. I don't know if any of the council members happened to be listening in their cars on the way home, but I was on the air for it was Monday night, right? Because I was on the air until like 6:15, and I said like, oh, I'll keep you updated, and I had the video pulled up, and I turned my back for a second, and then I looked over at the computer, and there was the screen going, this has been a meeting of the Chapel Hill Town Council. Well, I guess we got brunch at 10:30 then.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yeah. Well, I mean, 10:30. Wait for the first rush, and then get in.
We didn't wrestle the issue of retail sales of alcohol. It's only on-site consumption. I wanted to give a chance to the coalition for drinking
Campus
and alcohol.
And community coalition
man, it's a long
for something,
name.
Something high-risk drinking.
Right,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
A chance to weigh in and say a few things, and other groups who might not be here. We are a university town. We do have students here who are underage, and we want to make sure that we give everyone a chance to give input. So while balancing our local economy and helping it out, the restaurants wanted to have the ability to have alcohol at brunch, and have two rounds of seatings is kind of how they explained it, that people were not coming in. Everyone was coming in at noon, right, knowing that they could have the mimosa, the Bloody Mary, or as Scott Maitland told us at Topo, there's many other drinks.
Yes.
So we went ahead and talked that idea and went ahead and passed that part, so we freed the mimosas.
Good.
But you still have to wait till noon at this time. We'll take up that issue in September.
Okay.
So that's good.
For grocery stores.
For grocery stores and other retail sales of alcohol.
Awesome.
But like I said, during the summertime, it gives the option, staff goes on takes their vacations, but also long-range planning goes on. When you're not having to prepare for the meetings and stuff, you can take a look, and I've had budget documents out on my desk. We did a real big parking meeting on Monday to talk out the future and the projects we're looking at. It gives you that time to spend time planning way ahead. So it's all been good.
Cool. How's food for the summer going?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's hot, but it's great.
Yeah.
I was out Monday at a couple of sites, and it was just such fun. The kids are really used to the fun buckets now, and they know exactly what to go for. We're rounding up some soccer balls from a couple of both Rainbow Soccer and Triangle United have offered to donate some soccer balls to have something to play with in there too. And we're gearing up for a big eclipse.
That's right.
For the
August
kids
21st,
on 21st.
That,
yeah, yep. We've got some projects out there for the kids, and we've decided to go with Mad Lib Mondays and other activities for the kids. So we still need volunteers. If you're willing to come out and spend just a couple hours of your time Monday through Friday, we have a lot of sites and a lot of kids. It has been a camp week for kids, so we've been distributing to more camps this week than we've had individual kids, but we're still up over a couple hundred kids at the sites. So we'd love to have your help, and it's a great way to connect.
So you did Food for the Summer on Monday, and then a budget meeting after that. Now I understand why that town council meeting was only 9 minutes long. It was a long day before the council meeting.
Oh, no. I had started off doing some other things, too, in the morning. I wake up every morning not quite knowing where my day is going. I think when I get the calendar out. But, no, it was a good day. And the council was really good to heed the call. I put the call out there because our businesses were really asking for this. Mm-hmm. And so I happen to know that a lot of council members were actually in town last week.
Yeah.
That aren't going to be in for next week. So it worked out really well.
That's good.
So that's good.
Right.
Hey, and I had to laugh. When you take the chamber's leadership course, one of the things you're required to do to graduate the course is attend a council meeting.
Uh-huh.
And some lucky people came to
that one. That one? Oh, come on. That does not count. Not even a little bit.
Technically, it was a meeting.
Technically, it was a meeting.
But I got to speak in front of the leadership group today with Mayor Lavelle and
real leadership is knowing
Hillsborough
which meetings to attend.
Kathleen Ferguson, and it's really fun to talk about our communities and get asked questions, and people are learning more about their own community, how to get involved. So it's good.
Awesome, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Thank you so much.
All right.